Okay, from my side, thank you very much. And once again, I would like to welcome everyone back after our short break. I know it's, I always say when we go home, it's from the frying pan into the fire. But anyway, we're all looking forward to this last term. Honourable members, we've had permission to, as we decided at our last meeting, when the joint committee does have a business before it, which should be more or less a formality, very short, that we can have meetings where the joint committee's business precedes or will go ahead after the portfolio committee. Because all our members serve on both committees, except of course the NCOP, and these members are also very busy. So we are trying to avoid unnecessary duplication, and furthermore we are trying to utilize members' time to the to be most efficient. So we're going to do this, we'll proceed with this arrangement and see how it works. We are also well aware that the powers to be are scrutinizing this mode of operation. So let us make the best of it. From our side, there are only two agenda items, namely a letter from the President on the deployment of the SANDF to the Central African Republic. We have received the letter. The letter is in accordance with the stipulations of the Constitution, where the President has to inform us of such deployment. We have each had time to scrutinize the letter. Is there any comment regarding this letter? If there's no comment, can we have a proposal that we adopt the letter? Thank you very much. A seconder? Sorry, are you proposing? Would you like to say something? Sure.
Okay.
Thank you, Jeff. I'm trying to find something that tells us about the financial indication. 11 days old. Is it not necessary that we should be advised that the financial indication of such a deployment?
Thank you for that question, Honourable Boy. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I think just to reply to your question, according to the Constitution, the President does not have to include the financial implications. So it is in accordance with the Constitution. But I do think that it is also imperative that we have a discussion, maybe with someone from the President's office, regarding the whole process. Because according to the Constitution, this committee must be promptly informed. And often, this deployment has taken place you know, 3, 4, 5 months before. So I think such a discussion is warranted, but it is in accordance with the Constitution. Thank you. We've had a proposal from Honourable Bui, seconded by Honourable Diari. Thank you. Is it unanimous? Anyone against? Thank you. So that disposes of that matter. The second item on our... Sorry, let me read the report. It reads as follows: report of the Joint Standing Committee on Defence on employment of SANDs to the Central African Republic. The Joint Standing Committee on Defence, having considered the latest from the President on the employment of the South African National Defence Force, SANDF, to Central African Republic, referred to the committee report that it has concluded its deliberations thereon. Unanimous? No one against? Thank you. The second item, thank you, Tony. The second item is the report of the Joint Standing Committee on Defence on the improvement and well-being of military veterans. This report has been before this committee. There was time for input regarding this report. Some of our members did make input. It has been accommodated. I don't think it is necessary to go through the report page by page, except if any of our members have something that is of concern. Any discussion? Can we move the adoption of this report? Thank you, Mr. Skippers. Thank you. Anyone against the adoption of this report? Anyone abstaining? Then this report is adopted unanimously. Thank you, Honourable Members. That disposes. Honourable Boy?
Not on
right. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I have a request, and perhaps you can convey this request to the question. I want to bring you back to the answer that you received sometimes time about deployment. I suggest, look, if you look at this letter, it simply tells you, and I'm not going to sound this, but I think we have an oversight duty, and I think we must do whatever we have to, you know, this is also that I'm thinking. It tells you, this deployment primarily is in fulfillment of the international obligations of the Republic of South Africa towards the Central African Republic. Now, how many of us sitting here know what those obligations are in terms of that memorandum of understanding? How many of us have even seen that memo? How do we know whether this is, this, for example, it tells you the SANDF members will be deployed among others to assist with the capacity building of the Central African Republic. As a South African, obviously we have an entire initiative. We would like to assist our fellow countries in Africa. We don't have a problem with that. But then, we've got to ask ourselves, what is that memo saying? And secondly, and I want to end on this, and the other task is to renovate military bases in the CAR.
Now, if any of us were visited our own military base, you would realize that they are in a severe state of defense. And many of them will tell you, we don't have sufficient funds to resolve our own issues. So it will be a question of priorities also. So we'll have to create a balance. Now, we don't know what our obligations are to our GAR. So I suggest, if we're going to be passing this, we should be knowing exactly why we are doing so. So I would like, through you, Chairman, most respectfully, to convey these sentiments to the Presidency, wherever it is, the Minister. President Tandem, obviously, and he has the right to do that, as you say, as per Constitution, but we need to see memos. So perhaps we can request, look at it, sign memos, give the committee memos. We want to see what you are trying to do and what are the mandates. Thank you.
Thank you for that. As I said, we would like to create an opportunity where these questions can be raised, because the whole issue has a process. Where does this process start? Does it start from the Department of Foreign Affairs? Where does it go? How does it reach Cabinet? Does Cabinet make a decision? It's not an impromptu decision by the President to deploy troops to any place. So the whole issue is, shouldn't this committee be taken with the process? And then we know what it's all about. And as you quite rightly say, this memo of understanding, what exactly does it entail? How does it affect us? Then we can make a meaningful input. But as it is now, we are we're just a rubber stamp. Thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you. Come aboard. Thank you very much.
It is properly done. The indictment is on our side, because we should have raised this concerns long ago, if there are concerns indeed. It then tells that something, there is something that we did not do as a committee. I want to concur with this person that let's begin to embark on that particular process. And we have the research unit also with us here, and the department at the back there. We'll be getting that information, and it will be circulated to members accordingly well before the meeting that is proposed by the chairperson that we begin to embark on. Because we might begin to point fingers, only to find that four of those fingers are directly pointed at us. So let's look into that particular area, because I don't think we have investigated. Only today that we are beginning to open up our eyes and say, wow, look at this. All this, I think, we have followed the proper process. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, sir. Finally, we have an opinion here, which was given some time ago in 2003 regarding this whole matter. It will be distributed to all our members, so that to give us the necessary background. That's the parliamentary process. Thank you very much, and thank you for condoning this mode of operation. It's greatly appreciated. Thank you. Over to the chair.
Thank you, Chairperson. We have minutes of the previous meeting members that have been circulated. I think the members have gone through the minutes. Any mover for the adoption of the minutes? The minutes of the previous meeting. You don't have them, do you? Yes. Can somebody close the door, please? Yes, I remember. Yes. Okay. Any further correction? If none, can I move for the adoption? Are all members of the ministry for them? Any member from the members present? Some members seem not to have the minutes. So those who are present, any member? These minutes are sent to members. Second. I know, Annalise, you're not here, but you're tempted to.
When Dr. Kuernoff has.
Dr. Kuernoff does second. Without getting into the matters then arising, members, I think the matters arising are the very same issues that are before us today. Yes, sir.
We're discussing the minutes. Just one correction.
Sure.
Page is not numbered. Under report on the oversight of Ghana.
Report. They have numbers, right, for Ghana?
Section where it says the chairman will have responsibility to ensure the implementation of recommendations on the previous two visits, the responsibility. I think it was previous two visits was the responsibility. I think the word was is missing.
Thank you. Then we get to the business before us. Today, members, we will be dealing, as we agreed last time, that we are adopting the report. And the report was circulated. Members made amendments. The draft are before us with those amendments. We'll then start with the budget for change. Mover. Correction.
Thank you, Chair.
Can you use your mic, please?
Under 2.1, general overview. The first line, so it's nothing critical, it's just a word has to change. The strategic plan is aligned with key government, a priority which includes. I think it's aligned with key government priorities which includes. Not a priority, but priorities. Unless I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And then under 2.2.6, program 6, defense intelligence. I just wanted to see direction for this one. We are discussing 2007-2008 financial year. This will ensure the retention of experienced personnel, the improvement in collection of digital information, improvement of defense. The figure, total allocation for the current financial year is 162 billion. 162 billion, is that correct? an appeal. This is on page 3, yeah. And also on page
3,
if I might can continue. It can't be correct. I mean, 52 billion, my goodness. That's not the total budget of the defense. Let alone the defense. What are the things going to move? 2.2.4 program process. There's a spelling error which we need to correct. It's on the third line. Key problems identified in the strategic business plan. It's actually business plan. So just correct that one. Did you make another one? Okay. And 162 billion as well as priorities. Thank you. The last second line. 9 billion rand have been allocated for the year. It's actually for the year. The O comes before the R. Yeah. Then you go to page 6. And I've been reading here. Page 6. A comparison with other countries is necessary to assess whether the current budget can address the country's needs. We are discussing the impact of the use of this exercise. Okay. The current budget is not sufficient to address the objectives one needs to address urgently. I just wanted to know what they mean, the current budget is not sufficient. It doesn't say what. They should put some figure, the current budget of whatever that is. What is actually needed, I don't know. But I'm reading the impact of the use of different expenditure patterns. That's the second heading on page 6. Then on the same page, the quality of existing military health services, a spelling error on the second line, rather than a mere increase in the number, it's supposed to be a mere increase in the number of existing health services. That's about it. Did you make another that one?
Yeah, that is the second line. Thank you. Any further amendments? Go on. Artillery equipment, yeah.
Artillery equipment has been commissioned. Artillery and air defense. The next paragraph is the full proposition. Page 3 on top. We talk about the characterization and presentation of the transformation plan, medium term strategy, and mission the full short term plan. I just want to make sure that we. Medium-term strategy is it a medium-term strategy that we're talking about? Then 2.2.4, the second paragraph, the third line from the bottom, we talk about M&R vehicles. I'm not sure. We should just put in brackets what is M&R.
Yeah.
What we refer to. And in the heading of the table is just a full stop at the end of the 2006-2007. And then the second last column, I think that the sentence column is not the cumulative actual versus planned CP. We must delete the cumulative.
Mm-hmm.
The actual versus planned CP.
Yes.
Couldn't
you?
And then on page 6, the heading on top is public work regiment. I don't think it's a public work regiment.
I've been with public work and I was carrying public work, so I don't remember one, but you had.
You can inform us whether it's a public work regiment. It's a work regiment, not a public work regiment. page 567, I think we can combine two headings. If you look at page 6, in the middle of the page, it's transformation of the reserve forces. The second one from the bottom is the expansion and enhancement of the conventional reserve forces. I think we need to collapse the 2 points into one, because it's a separate reserve force. It doesn't have to be two separate headings. It's one heading, reserve forces, and we can combine them. And then, on page 6, the same page, the modernization of the South African Army, the third one from the bottom, should be combined with the very first one on the previous page. The modernization and renewal of land delivery. It addresses the same issue. So I suggest we collapse the two to the same heading. Then under page 6, the second last heading, the fifth line, five proposals were suggested. I think five proposals must be considered, because it's recommendations of the committee. The five proposals must be considered to establish a viable conventional force center.
Thank you. Any other taken? Amendment? If I agree, a mover with amendment, second or third. Would request the Committee Secretary that before it's tabled, it must once again be circulated to members. The second report, members. Oversight to visit to Simon Sanders for them.
Is
still agreed upon that. Thank you. With amendment. Members, I take it that they've gone through the report. Mr. Connor? Saldana.
Saldana,
yeah.
See, under introduction, the last paragraph, I think one, two, three, four, and five. In my copy, I only have the things one, two, three. So four and five is not attached. So either we must take it out, or we must attach four and five. In the copy I could see, it's only appendix 1, 2, and 3. Then, I would suggest that we just have a very look at the heading. The previous report we just adopted was a purposely numbered the heading. Many of the headings doesn't have any, not underlying full number. When you get to a place, it's only a heading. This makes it a little bit difficult to be sent to the question. So I'm asking that the criteria just look at the heading. Nothing wrong with the heading. But just either number them or underline them or just numbers or bullets, whatever it is. On the heading, and then especially when you get to your fine. Then under your fine, they want to find a down label base on page 2. That was on Monday the 7th. If you continue to page 5, you'll get page 2, the Military Academy, Tuesday the 8th of May. Now, then it goes from page 5. The next page, you have the summary of key concerns raised by the committee, page 6. I just want to make sure those findings or summary of key concerns made by the committee from page 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, just want to make sure whether these were all the issues raised at that meeting on the 8th. Or if not, you must change the heading to say these were issues not only raised on the 8th, but also in the previous meeting. Either one of them. Either you change the heading, or if they know some of these issues were raised on the 8th, others were first previous report by the committee.
Thank you, then. Can we then talk to the very point? You wanted to talk to the very same point, but the last point that you raised. Okay, I'll be coming to you then. Well, why don't we just need to close this particular one? Who wants to take a take on it? There's a question that says, is it referring to the previous that has been dealt with? Or, from my own little understanding, or rather query, is to then say, what I'm hearing from Mr. Koronov is that that there's a conflation of two issues. Of the previous visit that was undertaken, with the recommendations, I take it, that they presented and adopted by the House, now they are once again surfacing in this report, which I would then believe that this was a follow-up to. Can one member assist us on this? Yes.
Yeah, you correctly pointed out. There was a previous visit, recommendations were made, and then there was a subsequent visit, but I did not call this visit, however. So I was invited out of the committee. But what I find lacking in this report, which we can correct in future, that if we make a visit to a particular location and then we prepare a report and subsequent visit is made, what we need to do is in the new report that subsequently follows, we need to identify those areas which have been attended to and those areas which have not been attended to, whether it's for 2 years or down the line, so that we could lay emphasis on matters, so we can focus on issues and things. You know, we were there 2 years ago, so late, you know, change has taken place. And I think we have to capture that in any subsequent report. That will assist the department and also assist the House. Thank you.
So from the proposal made by Mr. Koronov, what are you then saying to it? I hear for the future, but what are you then saying to what Mr. Koronov is saying?
I agree with the concerns that I raised on.
But what is the proposal before the table then? Because we want to, a person to come up with the same proposal to then say this is able to be taken. This, can you hear my question?
I'm saying, Chair, there were also follow-up questions that came from the former oversight group that was there. So, if you want to tell us, Chair, all of you can remember the problem of the committee, I think we should take the way you suggested to say you want to create this is that came as a
I hear you.
As a follow-up.
Okay. You then second the position that is being disinterested by Mr. Koronov. Mr. Koronov, I see your hand. Thank you, sir.
Let me cite a particular example. On page 12, the delegation met with 100 staff members from the 8th of May. On page 13, the delegation on the 8th of May met 200 students.
I hear you.
Two visits into one report. My suggestion is that we understand that they separate the two either by started giving. By taking the same concept previously, already adopted by Paul, disabled in Parliament, and voted by Parliament, and just withdrew.
Well, why don't we agree then just to expand and leave the report as it is relating to the last season? If, as I'm hearing from Mr. Colonel, that the report was hidden and adopted, why do we have to begin to repeat and have the same issues raised in the indispensable report? Because this is a follow-up report, as it were, as this follow-up rule. Let's expand and leave this scheme so that it must directly talk to the last season because it's a follow-up of the previous season. And the issues that are being raised are relevant and are the circumstances. So we don't have to to keep on referring back. Agreed. Agreed. Any mover? Yes, Mr.
Director.
Yes. Okay, fine.
Meeting with students, first line, approximately 200 students who have been in class, that were seen with the reserve following election day. And I see that the term energy has, again, in some cases, it is possibly addressed, like the second bullet under meeting the students on the same page, sentence of the military school development system that correctly cited. But if you go to bullet number 5, in terms of the military school development strategy, now the word strategy again appears here.
Mm-hmm.
I say in all future, maybe if you go through the document, wherever you see the word strategy, it doesn't exist.
Thank you. Any further taken? None. Move on. Thanks. Daniel, seconder, with amendment. Thanks. The last report, consideration of the committee report on study tour to Canada. Members who went to Canada, can you assist us? None. Members, I do understand that we were briefed accordingly. About the visit, 5 members who went to Canada. And what is appearing here then, the question arises, is it the true reflection of what was reported and what you agreed on? If it, that is the case then, and you were present when that briefing was conducted. Now, it's a committee report. We want the members to begin to look into the report, make necessary amendments, and if any, and move for that option. Okay, please.
Okay, I was saying based on what you were briefed on,
yeah.
It seems to me what you think is outside what the members are doing.
Yes. If then we're agreeing on that, I think it is a question of semantics then. And we have our editor next to us. Have members gone through the report? If members have, without rushing the members, I'm glad we want to see a hand moving for the adoption. Well,
I would think that even those members, if they were young, because of their part, agreed on this report, they have read the report and gave it to us. If there were anything they had to raise, they would have raised it when they were reading it as well. Now, by so saying, I mean, we should adopt the report. So I move that it.
Thank you. Any second? We just get it. Thanks. Now we come to the last excuses before us. Members, we were to be briefed by the department on their annual report tentatively today. When we left, the report was not tabled by then with Parliament. And whilst we're on research, the report then was tabled by the department. Well, you know what then happened. You were not here. You were quite comfortable in your lounge and watching the news. And our report was then carried. Now, it actually was then referring to the AG's comments that are based on the qualification of the report. Analysts were then also invited to make remarks and started to tease the report. And lastly, they then said we were to the committee. That's one thing that I picked up, the committee now, the nature of the department today. Having said every other thing that they said, but they ended up to say, yeah, the committee is there now, begin to deal with it. Indeed, that is our responsibility. Here we are not here to be dictated to by how we're going to run our committee business. That's then we're having this meeting, because the report is before the committee for the first time today. Now is the process. We've been engaging, and we then agreed that the committee members must look into the report, the non-financial and the financial side of the report. And also members must also look into the previous report and recommendations that we made by the committee. So that when we meet on Tuesday this coming week, with the department, we are able to engage the department accordingly. But on Tuesday this coming week, the date will be the 16th. And on the 17th, we'll be then dealing with the Arms Corps. Most unfortunately, up until this morning, we haven't heard from the department as to when they're intending to table, or rather not the department, the other entities. There are two other entities I'm asking for. They have not yet tabled their report, unless that report is with the department. But we haven't said, and the due and the deadline was the 30th of September. We would want then the department to assist us to have those reports before the committee, because the parliament is going to take the matter up with the department, because the rules of parliament dictate. So it is important that we get those reports, because it is our business to begin to engage those reports and those entities in particular. As I'm saying, we're only having two reports of AMSCO and I think the department at the back there will be looking into the matter. And the committee secretary looks right and left to the department to that my extension goes to the phone. To be tabled on or before the 20th of this month. On or before. And this is very urgent. This is very urgent because we want to deal with all these reports and be done with the reports before the end of, before, on or before the 15th of November. We want to be done with all the reports. So that is why then we're insisting that we have to get this report. And it may, if not, they must then indicate to us as to why not. That would be it, Mr. Fano. On or before that date, yeah. Thank you so much, Korean. I really want to hear you.
Well, the one of the things that would be upon the department of the emphasis is the one that is accounted for. It would be very much important that it comes in account of it. If it doesn't, then you have if you send any other people, you definitely get something that's better from the whoever comes to the court. If it's not a second part of the account of the office, this is our expectation of what we will do. We can't be in that kind of account. If it doesn't happen, they must not take it as we go. Well, we see it as something else. So I hope that people are going to check on this.
That is recorded and that is in the office. Thank you.
Before I make mine, but I want to also fully support what the Honorable Guru is saying. We haven't seen the Secretary of Defense for a long, long time. The other point I want to make is, whilst we're going to be interrogating them on Tuesday, you referred to previous recommendations. And I'll the research to write that committee sometime, and perhaps it will be useful for other members as well. We need to reflect on the previous agreement. So I would suggest that we, you know, that section at least where we made some recommendations in respect of the previous annual report, perhaps do something, make a comparative study, and then when they come before us, we can see what did you follow up on, what you didn't. The other issue I want to bring to you, another chair, in terms of reporting, is that we have never in this committee, and I don't know what my colleagues will say about this, the NCACC has never time yet to come here, hardly get to ever see them. And I think we'll be failing in our task if we do not engage this matter seriously. The NCACC never makes it minimal quarterly report is what come before. It doesn't happen. And I'm concerned about it. I brought it to you.
So we'll deal with that. Okay. Going back to Mr. Kwanoff's workshop that took place, it was arranged by the chairperson of the committee, and it was initially meant for the chairperson and the whip. I would then strongly propose that we get that documentation to be facilitated to all members so that they must be present. Why don't we then agree further to then say from this committee commitment, we request the appeal to arrange the very same kind of workshop for members. All members of parliament. Secondly, we invite them. I'm talking about our portfolio committee now. We invite them. Once again, it is a truth. And schedule that for a specific thing. Because it does happen. Because I was saying to the chair of sales advocacy, but it's unfortunate that it's only meant for members of parliament. It needs all members of parliament to be taken on board because they are the ones that do the work. It's not the chairperson that inherits it. Now, I'm then saying, why don't you then agree that we find a day also so that even during the course of this last few months, we invite them to come and take us on board in the same way and fashion that they took the chairperson. If we do agree on that, we can just put that on record and then invite them accordingly and find a date for that.
Both
committees in this. Both committees in this. Members, I think we have agreed on all the issues, and I want to thank you and the listeners again.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
May I have a minute? I'm going to have my other sister. Good.